What a waste. There's a lot of things in this passion narrative that can look like a waste to the eyes of the world. We're not looking at it with the eyes of faith. First, the gospel opens with the anointing of Jesus at Bethany, and this woman is accused of wasting this costly perfume on Jesus. Her accusers, who are not acting in good faith, believe that that money should go to the poor. This quote-unquote wasted oil is spikenard, which is used for Jewish burials, but it's also mentioned in other places in sacred scripture, most notably in the Song of Songs, that it's used for weddings. So she is preparing Jesus for his upcoming death and burial, but he is also being anointed as the bridegroom. Because Jesus is the bridegroom, and the church is his bride. What Jesus is doing with this wasted perfume is preparing to pour out his love for us as he makes the ultimate act of love on the cross by dying for our sins and granting us his salvation, our salvation. Another waste could be eating the Passover meal with his disciples before his death. Now, not to make light of this, of course, but if you think about it, this world-changing, grace-filled event occurs in just a small room in the middle of Jerusalem. And from the outside, someone could say, well, that's it. Is there more? And yet, in this seemingly small, insignificant-looking event, Jesus institutes the Holy Eucharist, asking his disciples to do this in memory of him. A memory that's not just like remembering a good vacation memory that you may have, but truly making those events present, which happens at every Holy Mass. So in a limited substance of bread and wine, Jesus gives us himself his body and blood. He gives us himself infinitely. So something that looks like a waste is infinite grace. Finally, there is the waste of the cross. And in the pagan world, and to many Jews, it would have been almost incomprehensible that a man who claimed to be God would undergo this torturous and bloody death. In the ancient world, gods were seen as powerful masters of the universe. They were also egotistical and often cared only about their needs and just saw human beings as really mere instruments of utility. You can look at any Greek and Roman mythology and see that very clearly. But the idea that they would have emptied themselves, as St. Paul writes, so completely by suffering death on a cross out of love for us, that would have seemed like a waste to those around. Only the centurion at the end of the account, when the temple veil is torn in two, that thinks that this was the Son of God, that there is something different about this man, representing that it then maybe entered the Roman consciousness in some way. We know that the cross is not a waste, that the death that Christ underwent for our redemption proves his deep love for us. It's the thing that he was anointed to do. In fact, Messiah means anointed one. So as we continue with Palm Sunday, this Passion Sunday, and as we enter into Holy Week, we ourselves might want to consider wasting some time with God or spending more time than we normally would meditating on these salvific events. So an encouragement to be able to do that might be attending some of the sacred Triduum liturgies. If you haven't before, it's a wonderful way to be able to enter into this great mystery. A mystery that the eyes of the world looks wasteful. But through faith, it holds the key to our loving redemption.